Sheriff's Department? Hello?
Hello?
Can I come in and talk to you? About the incident that happened out here. I just need to get if you heard or saw anything.
Okay, I didn't really hear too much. But
okay, yeah, I just need to come in, that way your neighbors don't hear everything.
Okay.
How's it going? No, it doesn't. Do you guys have your ID that I can take a look at just so we can put in a report that we came and talked to you guys? Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry about the late hour, but...
No, that's all right. We saw some people going around the door to door, so...
Yeah, we just have to hit every apartment just to make sure we talk to everybody. So did you guys see or hear anything this evening?
Well, I didn't, but she... Well, you say, you know... But I was sitting on the couch watching cartoons with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she shocked me when she came running in about 6:45, I guess, wasn't it? And said there were all the sheriffs or police out there.
The only thing I heard was, I was in the kitchen looking at
what was
going on, the TV going, and I heard what sounded like somebody, like, had a metal pan that they, like, were hitting
okay.
a couple times. And then a few seconds later, like, again. And then I kind of peeked out the window. I didn't really hear or see anything,
mm-hmm.
so I just kind of didn't think much of it until later on when I went outside. So that
okay.
was pretty much it.
So you don't know if these were gunshots or firecrackers or car backfiring or...
It just sounded like metal, and, you know, the thought crossed my mind that, you know, I've heard that gunshots sometimes sound like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a loud sound like that. And so for a minute I thought, you know, and so I just kind of looked out, but I didn't really hear any commotion or anything, so I figured, no, it probably isn't. So
okay.
I didn't really...
And you said you heard this... Which sounded like metal, clanging metal.
It just sounded like if you had a metal, like a sheet of metal,
mm-hmm.
and you like hit a few times, you know.
How many times did you hear that sound?
I think it was like maybe a couple times, and then like a few, you know, seconds later or something like that again, a few
so
times, maybe
how many
or three times.
Two or three times, and then a break, and then two or three more times, or was it two
like,
or three total?
It seemed to
I thought
me
she had
like,
told me five. I thought she
it seemed to me like there
two
was
and then three.
A couple, and then a few seconds later, maybe a couple more, maybe three more.
Okay.
So maybe four
but
or
you
five.
You didn't say anything
I'm
to me
sure.
at the time. I mean, she, whatever you must have thought, and I guess I can't.
Because I
kind
of looked over at them, and they weren't,
no, we were watching
you know,
cartoons.
They
so
didn't,
you didn't
notice
you
it.
Didn't
so
hear
so
anything.
I didn't really.
We got our new cable channel lineup from the Time Warner, and we got a new Boomerang cartoon channel, and the kids and I were checking out the cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I had it too loud or whatever. I was sitting over on the end of the couch
okay.
there. And she was cooking dinner there, and I don't know if it's because she had the fan on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, she didn't even say anything to me.
Oh, okay.
And she went out to check the mail and get something she had left in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had come home from the grocery store maybe about, what, 5:45, and I don't know, maybe it was an hour later she went out to
mm-hmm.
get, like, she left, like, what did you leave the water, you said, in the car? Like, a, you know, big jug of water you bought.
Okay.
And she came back up. She's like, hey, there's a bunch of police out there.
Okay.
And then we've gone out and looked a couple of times,
yeah.
and, you know, everyone's out there talking. You know.
What time did you hear this metal noise?
Oh, gosh. Probably... I'm not sure I remember. Maybe.
Well, I think I remember it was about 6:45 that you came in and said you couldn't get to the car because it was all taped off and there were police
on it. Maybe 45 minutes
and
before that or something.
Oh,
I don't
was it?
Remember
it was
exactly.
more like 15, I think.
Oh, that, I don't know. See, I was not really.
I thought you said it was
then,
about
so
15. But then again, she did not say anything to me at the time. She apparently heard what she thought she heard.
Okay.
She didn't say anything until she came back up and said.
Did you hear anything
police.
Before this metal sound?
Nothing.
You didn't hear any people saying anything or anything,
anything
like that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's, like I said, I mean, in fact, they've been working on some of the apartments, so I thought maybe somebody dropped
yeah, like this new one is vacant here. This
yeah, one right next door, 212.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
just vacated
I mean,
the
when
end
I first
last
heard
month.
It,
we thought
I just thought it was like someone was doing
yeah.
something. And
okay.
yeah.
You hear all kinds of sounds around here. Like
yeah.
banging, and knocking.
What's your guys' home phone number? What's your work phone? How about you? So at about after 6 o'clock is when you heard
You came home from the grocery store about 5:45, right? And you started cooking dinner.
When you came home from the grocery store, did you see anything? Did you see anybody or anything like that?
Not that I remember.
Nobody outside talking or anything like that?
I don't remember seeing anybody. I was, had my kids.
Now, how many groceries did you bring home? I know you left the water in the car, but did you bring up just a couple of bags? I didn't even, I was watching.
Yeah, I mean, I had my hands full of bags.
Mm-hmm. Well, I let you in the drawer, I remember.
So you didn't go back to the car and get more groceries?
No, I mean, I was going to, but I didn't.
Well, she did, I guess. It was about an hour later after you got home that you went out the door. I noticed you'd gone out the door.
Mm-hmm.
A couple minutes later, she comes in, a little bit excited, like, wow, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So there's yellow tape, I can't get to the car, and there's police. So about an hour after you got home.
Okay.
And I think she got home about 5:45.
Okay. There was a white pickup truck, like a Ford pickup truck, involved in this incident. Have you guys seen it down there before?
Well, that's what we were trying to talk about. I work out of home here.
Okay.
So I'm home a lot, and she only works part-time. And we went out to get some lunch, sometime early mid-afternoon yesterday.
Okay.
We went to the Quiznos, not the local Quiznos, because we went to the one where it's cheaper, at Jan's in Moore Park.
Okay, yeah.
By the McDonald's there, because I had a coupon and stuff. But there was two men, and they had a white truck down in the parking lot jacked up.
Okay.
And I didn't pay much attention to them, but my wife felt they were staring her down.
Okay.
Because she drove, and I jumped in the passenger seat of our blue Chevy down there,
mm-hmm.
the Chevy Cavalier.
Okay.
And as we were going off, she just made a comment like, who are those guys? I never saw it. So, what did you say exactly?
I didn't recognize
them. She's got a bad feeling
from them.
And we just shrugged it off.
They just seemed like they were kind of watching us. But I said maybe it was just a weird feeling.
I never saw them before, but then I hired them and paid attention.
What did they look like? Do you remember?
I think one, I glanced at one that he looked Hispanic, I guess is how you describe it.
Yeah, there was someone in the car, and that's who I like, sort of
lived with. Yeah, I didn't see the person in the car. I just saw one guy
walking around.
The guy jacking it up, what did he look like?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dark hair is all I could probably remember.
Dark hair?
I just glanced at it.
About how long of hair? Regular haircut?
Curly looking, I think. Short, curly looking.
Short, curly looking. So you would, would you be able to recognize him if I showed you pictures or anything?
I highly doubt it.
What about the guy sitting in the car? So you got a better...
I just got a face,
mm-hmm.
and it looked kind of darkish,
mm-hmm.
maybe real... I don't know.
The only reason we even thought about them is because we saw that white truck.
And I couldn't really see it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
So you don't know if it was the same white truck that you saw?
I don't know, but then... Because we were wondering, because then later on in the day, when I came home, like several hours later, I thought it was the same truck. It was parked several spaces down. And that they were doing something else with it.
Where were they parked at when you saw them jacking it up?
They were along the side of the building. The electric, whatever those meters are.
Uh-huh.
Like right down this end.
The first
below.
Space at the part
like
of
right on the other side of the wall,
sidewalk.
It would be 108.
Oh, right on that side?
The
closest to 108?
Yeah, they were like parallel with that,
mm-hmm.
facing this way. And I remember they had it like jacked up. And I didn't see the second man. I only saw somebody kind of walking around the car, and I mean, I just glanced at him. In fact, I didn't even glance at him until the kids and I had walked ahead of my wife. She was like, went up to get something or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and was locking the door. And by that time, we were already down outside our blue Chevy, parked about where we always parked about where it is now.
Okay.
Four or five spaces from where they would have been.
Okay.
And just, she had the key, so we were kind of mulling around, hey, we're going to, let's go to Quiznos or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And I remember she said something like, as she walked past them and came up to the car, you said something like, that guy was staring at her or something like that. And I just kind of glanced over it.
And that's the only time you've seen this white truck or a white truck here?
Well, there's lots of white trucks.
Yeah, there's several. I mean, the manager has a white truck. It's like several people have white trucks.
That's always parked. And, he always parks it at
a I didn't particularly recognize that one.
See, I can't tell one big white pickup truck from another, but it was a big size white pickup truck, which I basically glanced at. And it was still here when we got back,
mm-hmm.
maybe 45 minutes later from Quiznos. And I seem to recall as we were getting out of our Chevy, parked about where it is now, and walking past there, I think they were jacking it down.
Okay.
So I seem to remember hearing like a boom. Like I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, that was kind of a harsh...
Letting it down?
Yeah, as we were passing by.
And this was yesterday?
This was yesterday. It was definitely yesterday. And then she went to her part-time job out in Agora and got back around 5 and didn't say anything about anything until this thing going
until
on tonight.
Tonight.
And then she said, come to think about it, that same guys in the same truck were, like she just said, like parked. Some of the guys downstairs were talking about, like the manager of the building was like concerned, you know, what's going on, like is someone who lives here or whatever. And they were saying something about a white truck. They didn't say what day, but they said something about someone cleaning it out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He just said hi to me. One of the guys down there, I think it was the man from upstairs. And I think he said something when I was down there earlier, something like, I happened to notice the guy, and he just kind of nodded at me as I walked by. He was, like, cleaning out his truck, is how he put it. But I wouldn't know if it was the same truck. Or
and it was.
I was thinking it was the same truck, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it was the same truck, same guys, but several spaces
farther down. Okay.
And it was a different time of day.
So. Would you be able to recognize the guy that you saw in the truck if I showed you any pictures or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I sort of, it's like I was trying not to look because I felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were watching us. So
okay.
I didn't really, like, I tried really hard not to stare at them because it was just kind of a weird feeling. But I don't know. I probably didn't see him well enough. I just sort of got like a little bit of a face and it was sort of darkish. That's all I remember.
Did you see if he had any hair or anything like that?
Seems like maybe if. From what I could see, I couldn't really see much hair, so I don't know if it's because he was inside the truck or if he didn't have much. I didn't really get a super good look at him, so all I know, it's like seemed like maybe dark eyebrows, and that's about all I really remember.
But you did say that you thought he was staring at you.
I mean, watching us. I don't know necessarily staring, but just kind of watching us. And I think I kind of glanced back, and I still felt like he was looking at us.
Have your daughters? It's 2 daughters?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Have they seen the truck before? Or they know anything
about it? Girls, come on over a second. Remember seeing that truck yesterday that we just happened to, like, they were jacked up and we were going off the Quiznos? Did you ever see? I mean, there's so many. There's, like, the manager's white truck, and then the maintenance man in this building has a white truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the guys who comes. The guy who fixed our ceiling, we had a damaged ceiling
like
in the corner.
Truck,
oh, it's silver? I
but
see that.
There's several people that drive big, biggish trucks, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Not white.
Did you see
anything
this evening?
No, I didn't see anything. Just when Mom came in and told us there were a lot of people out there, that's all I knew.
That's all you knew? You didn't hear anything prior to that or anything?
No.
Like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yours is the same last name?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name?
Because we go out to lunch for the kids to have their lunch break, and that's why we happened to be going out together when we saw this truck yesterday.
Oh, okay. And what about your other daughter's name? You guys can think about or anything like that?
Not other than what, like, hearsay stuff that the guys were talking about, you know.
What were they saying? What was the hearsay stuff?
Well, they were saying, like the manager was saying that the man came around here earlier tonight that he apparently was a police officer, I guess they said.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Mr. but apparently the gentleman was looking for it.
Okay.
But no one knows why or whatever. And we talked about how the mom works for, like, lawyers or something. Like,
okay.
She's a process server or something of that nature.
Okay.
And the who lives up in that he heard what was unmistakably, in his opinion, you know, gunshots, and he came running out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just kind of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then we talked about, like, I asked somebody, I said, that white truck, you know, is that involved? And they're like, yeah, you know, because it's parked like that. I said, well, is that the white truck where the guys had it jacked up? and work in the parking lot. And some guys were like, yeah, and some guys were like, no. Mm-hmm. But then we saw it like 2 o'clock or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was home, they weren't. So, yeah. And if it was the same truck. But some guys did say something like, or at least one of the guys, I think he said something like I had mentioned a few minutes ago, that, yeah, I saw that guy. He was like, he was cleaning out his truck.
Oh, okay.
And he said something to me, and I just ignored him. Or,
do you know which guy told you that? Did he?
I think it was the man from upstairs at the end. I'm not certain, because the man from down standing there, the man from upstairs.
In 212 is empty, so. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll be out in just a second. Bye.
I can't think of anything else. It was just that kind of thing. And then I thought, well, you know, dinner was getting cold. My stroganoff was getting cold.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And, like I said, I'm sorry to bother you so late, but we just need to talk to everybody. Okay?
Yeah. No, we saw people
going door to door.
So we figured sooner or later you'd come on.
Okay.
We figured something's gone on.
Yeah.
Investigate, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.